Okay, I want to thank you all for davening that I come back. Got to the airport today. It said flights to New York canceled, 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 canceled. My flight was on. So, I don't know. Either Rabbi Shalom listened to your tefillahs or he didn't listen to your tefillahs. Depends which way you were davening, but... Baruch Hashem. Okay, Daf Yetes, as I mentioned the last two times, is a daf that I would like you to work through. Gemara Rashi Taisus, that's Gemara Rashi, very old Taisus, because it's a complicated Gemara, and to add confusion to a complicated Gemara is not my intention. I'd like to talk about something here on top of the Yamid, which I think is kolistic, at least in the way it comes out. And after that, I would like to try to learn the Yamid with you, just Gemara Rashi, just to go through the Yamid. Yesterday at the end of Shir, I learned quickly the piece on top. Let's go back to the bottom of the previous Yamid phase and just review it and talk about the case. The Gemara brought a Mishnah. The Tanan. At the bottom of Yeches Amid Beis, it brought a case, Shloisha Achin Nesuin Shloisha Nachriyais. Three women, three brothers married three different women. This happens all the time, anytime they have three brothers. Typically, they marry three different women. But here what happened. Meisechad Mehen, Osaba Sheini Maimer, Umeis. Uvein died, Shimon did Maimer to his Yavama, he was planning to marry her. But then he died before he married her. Hari elu chotzes v'loy misyad mois, so they get chalitza, shenemer meis echa mehem, yavama yavi alea, mishalea zikas yavam echad, loy shalea zikas shnei yidmin. So the Tanakam is easy. Now that Shimon did Maimer, comes out, this lady was fully married to Reuven, half married to Shimon, so Levi now, to be miyavim her, is touching on shnei batim, and you can't do that. That's not our issue. Eishas of Shimon. Shimon Aimer, miyabim leizim en shiir, tzivu chaylet l'shniya. Yevume tavai uloi didil mi yezika v'hava shnei yevama is habois mi bayis echad. So this line I'm going to stop on. Dilma yezika. Yezika here means zika kiknusa. Maybe the zika. V'hava shnei yevama is habois mi bayis echad. What does that mean? Reuven died. There was zika to Shimon. Shimon died. Now this woman is Reuven's wife and Shimon's zika wife. That's called two families. So Levi can't be Miyavim. Simple enough. Right? Reuven died. Shimon did Maimon. Shimon died. So why can't Levi be Miyavim? So the Gemara says, if you hold Yezika, so you can't be Miyavim. If you hold, again, Yezika here means Zika Keknusa. If you hold Zika Keknusa, this lady is Reuven's wife because they had a full chasana. And Shimon's wife because they had a lamda shechasana, Zika Keknusa. They were married. Fine. Now, first of all, how do we know you say Zika Keknusa on someone who died? How do you know the Ritva speaks this out? How do you know he died? How do you know you say Zika Keknusa if he died? So the Ritva says, we already saw that yesterday in the Taisis Yishanim. He doesn't say look in Taisis Yishanim, but he says, right, Taisis Yishanim's diyuk. That it said Ika Benayu, the Ika Trey, Velayibim Velay Mace. So if it's Mace, it's Kiknusa. We learned that yesterday. That if the person of Azika dies, it's considered Kiknusa. So the Ritva speaks out, that's what's going on here. There was Reuven, Reuven died. Shimon had Zika Kiknusa, he died. So now to Levi, it's Eshishnayim. Now there are a lot of kashas on this Gemara. I want to just share with you one kasha, which is simple in the way I'm going to ask it, which in a way is really what different Rishonim ask in a different lashon. The kasha is the following. Hagah ba'atzmacha. This Gemara is saying something that's illogical. It's impossible. Why? Reuven died and left two brothers. At this moment, is Levi allowed to be Miyavim? Of course. Levi's no different than Shimon. And Reuven died and left two brothers. Shimon might be Miyabim, Levi might be Miyabim. Levi is not restricted from being Miyabim. I, Shimon's alive, Sika Kiknusa. So we know, however you explain it, but we know either brother could be Miyabim. Right? Either one could do Yibim. So now Shimon dies, and now Levi can't do Yibim? How could that be? If Shimon was alive, Levi could do Yibim. He had competition for the Yibim, and he still could do Yibim. Now Shimon dies, and Levi can't do the Yibim? That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that Shimon should be stronger in death than when he was alive. When he was alive, he didn't stop his other brother from doing Yibim, because either brother could do Yibim. So now that he's dead, he could stop him?
What is the name?
The problem is, if you're going to say it's off Maimer, Rashi says it's not because of the Maimer. Rashi says the Koshkein if there was a Maimer. Right? The Rashi Blister Idach. If it's Alts Maimer, so I have to talk if it's Alts Maimer, then you're right. The Rashman Hamzan has nothing to do with the Maimer. It's Alts the Zika Kiknusa. And therefore, he has the Kasha. You follow? What? You can do Yibum only to one. You can't do Yibum Alts Ruvain. So the question is, when Shimon was alive, Levi could do Yibum Alts Ruvain. So now he should still be allowed to do Yibum Alts Ruvain. The Rajma says, Kadamri Inchi, it's an expression, I never heard the expression. Kadamri Inchi, a living person has one voice, and a dead person has seven voices. Must be a saying they had in those days. So he's saying a dead person could be stronger than a living person. When Shimon's alive, Levi could do a Yibum for Ruvain. So why when Shimon dies, he can't? Till now we were talking, Tosfos Shonim was talking, there's only one living brother. One living brother, he dies, so he says he could kiknus l'agave. But here there are two living brothers. So what's the issue? Levi, if all I know, Levi already could have had plans to be Miyabim, and now because Shimon dies, we stop him. That's the issue.
He did Yibum to the other, to Shimon's wife.
He does Yibum to Shimon's wife, so why can't he do Yibum to Reuven's wife? They're not sisters, they're Nachriyas. When it's Yesh Zika.
So Shimon's wife is the Tzara to Reuven's wife.
When it's Yesh Zika, so Reuven's wife is a tzara to, yeah, but that didn't.
Isn't that the even to Shimon's wife?
You see, but again, when they're both alive, if there's Zika to Shimon, it should stop Levi because it's Eishes Achiv. It's Shimon's wife, it's not the Makom Mitzvah.
They both have the same strength.
So they both have the same, so it's irrelevant. So then why, when he dies, why is this woman that he wants to miyabim more a tzara to Shimon's wife than to his own wife? Like, why does it make it Shimon? This woman could have gone either way. Why does it make it more a connection to Shimon than to him? Why is Shimon's wife a tzara to her more than his own wife?
Maybe she is tzara, but he wasn't Miyabim his own wife.
Is it tzara to both, you think?
Maybe.
It's very hard to understand that. It's hard to understand it should be that way. Especially.
It's a relationship. They're almost married.
Zika Kiknusa, so they're almost married. But she's not almost married to both. We said it has to be an exception. She can't be almost married to both, because then neither one could be Miyabim. So there has to be some way that doesn't stop Levi. Whatever way it doesn't stop Levi when Shimon's alive, it shouldn't stop Levi when Shimon dies. That's the issue. Whatever the Mahalach is that doesn't stop him when Shimon's living, it should not stop when Shimon's dying. Again, what he's saying that's in the Gemara's Teretz. I don't know what you mean. Abayis Teretz. I mean, that's Gufa, Abayis Teretz, that there's no Zika Kiknusa. Yeah. See, if I have Torah says there's no Zika Kaknusa, my kasha is, even if there is Zika Kaknusa, it shouldn't be Shver. Right? Even if there is Zika Kaknusa, if I says no Zika Kaknusa, if it would be Zika Kaknusa, it would be Shver. Why would it be Shver? So there are two Mahalchim here, one in the Rajma, one in the Ritva. Each one, as I said, is interesting because of what it leads to. We'll start with the Ritva. The Ritva says in Achinami, Taka true. Out the Zika alone, there wouldn't be any problem. The point here is that there was Maimer. That there was Zika plus Maimer. So Zika alone, if Shimon would die, would Nasar on Levi. That's why should Nasar on Levi. But because there was Zika plus Maimer, that makes it a Knusa to Shimon. Because Shimon did both. This is what the Ritva brings, B'Shem is Rebbe. And he says that no, the Makshin's right. The Kasha's Taka true. Shimon dies, can't make it worse for life. But since Shimon did Maimer, so now they're not equal. Once Shimon did Maimer, so he's the one that's going to marry her. And now if he dies, so by Levi, it's Shnayimin. This woman has a shaykhis to Shimon particularly, because Shimon did Maimer. The Chazoy Nish is Matmiya on this Ritva.
And that is the said that, I mean, he's saying the Maimer is only halfway.
Okay, so that's the Ritva's kasha. Ritva asks, he doesn't understand. If Alt Maimer alone, Rib Shimon is Mesakalai. If Alt Zika alone, the Ritva says, doesn't stop Levi from being Miyabim Shimon. Alt Zika itself. Alt Maimer itself, well, if you hold Maimer is nothing, then not. If you hold Yesh Maimer, that Maimer is something, then it could. So the Maimer then should have nothing to do with Zika Kaknusa. Now, as the Gemara is saying, if you hold Zika Kaknusa, it's a problem. So the Chazanish's Lashon is, if Maimer can't do it without Zika, so what is the Zika yet? The Zika itself is not enough to ask. The Maimer alone apparently is also not enough to ask, for whatever reason. So Gemara says, Yesh Zika then. What do you mean, Yesh Zika? The Yesh Zika doesn't play a role. If Zika can't ask, the Ritva says, you're right, Al Zika itself, Levi could be Mia. Same because there's Maimer. If Al Maimer itself, then it has nothing to do with Yesh Zika. If the Maimer can't do it, so what does Maimer and Zika together do? What does it mean, Yesh Zika? It means with Maimer. How does Zika and Maimer come together to make an Isser? That's the Chazon Ish's Tmiyah. So to explain, the Imre Moshe says the following, and I think it's also B'Shem Dar Sameach. I saw this in the Maror Mekayim Sefer. And punked in the room I stayed last night, there was an Imre Moshe on the shelf. So I'll tell you what I think the Imre Moshe says, and how I. All right, let me see. Let's see what he says, and then the Imre Moshe says, "Reb Shimon is mesapkale if Maimer is kaino or not. Still, since it's a suffix, what Maimer does? What does that mean? They were alive. Reuven died. Shimon did Maimer." At this moment, could Levi do Yibum? Our whole kasha was, when he was alive, Levi could do Yibum. So now, Levi also should be able to do Yibum. He says, when he was alive, Levi couldn't do Yibum because it's a suffix if Maimer is kaina. Because Misab Galan, if Maimer is kaina for Shimon. So because of that, Zika is Kiknusa to Shimon. In other words, why don't we say Zika is Kiknusa to Shimon? Only because Levi could also be Miyabim. That's why we don't say Zika is Kiknusa to Shimon Shiras on Levi, because Levi also has a right to be Miyabim. It's Oimid for Levi, just like it's Oimid for Shimon. Once you do Maimer, and you create a suffix if Shimon was Kaina, now Levi's stuck. Levi can't do Yibum because he's Mesapkale if Shimon already has a Kenyan in her. Memela, it blibes like there's just one brother. The Mimer helps, even though it's only a suffix. The Mimer helps that Levi's out of the picture. He now can't do Yibum. So Shimon did Mimer. And once Shimon did Mimer, so Shimon is the one that's gonna do the Yibum. So by Shimon it's Zika Kaknusa. The Mimer helps to make Zika Kaknusa should be Shimon Dafka and not Levi. Again, what was the kasha? Kasha was when they were alive, they're equal. So when they're dead, they should still be equal. Tessa, they're alive, they weren't equal. So as soon as Shimon did Mimer, it's this one, Mesapkalon, if Mimer does anything, so Levi's stuck. He can't do anything. It's Mesapkalon. You can't start from something there, Asa. So he has to let Shimon do the Knisa. Memela, we say Zika Kaknusa. Only because it's Mimer and Zika together. That's the Nakuda that the Ritva is, that we're explaining that the Ritva means. He's saying that because it's a suffix, it blibes Kiknusa Lagabi Shimon. So we have to explain that. But that those are the words he says. He says, since it's a suffix, it blibes a Oymid to Shimon to be Miabim, so may let Kiknusa Lashim. Right. The Gemara before held that. Well, the Gemara's kasha is on the teretz. Gemara wants to say Zikzer Shema Yaimru. I mean, it's mashia. The Gemara and the teretz didn't take Maimer to the cheshbon. Gemara before didn't stick in Maimer. It's true. Maybe that's why the other Rishonim are not like the Ritva. It's not like the Maimer. So I'm not sure. We have to see how the Ritva explains that line in the Gemara. Maybe you're right. But this Nakuda is an interesting Nakuda that he says, because it's a suffix, it makes it into a Vaday. Now, the footnote in the Agah, in the Ritva, makes a point. We've spoken many times about suffix deraisa l'chumra, if it's a Vaday Isser or a suffix Isser. Right? When you say suffix deraisa l'chumra, somebody has a suffix nevela in front of him, and he's mesupik if he should eat it, do we tell them don't take a chance? Or do we tell them it's vaday asa to eat it? So we've spoken about many times from Reb Shimon, not Reb Shimon the Tana, but Reb Shimon Shkot, the Shari Yasher, that a suffik iser is definitely asa. It's not maybe it's asa. If you have a piece of food that's 50-50, it's the velo kshera, it's not pshat you're not to take chances. Pshat is you're certainly not allowed to eat it. You're definitely, absolutely, positively not allowed to eat it. It's a titz after as lachumra. This Imre Moshe's gebite on assuming that when one person does Maimer, which is a suffix, it's a vadai that Levi can't be Miyabim. Because since Shimon did a suffix Maimer in him, Maimer is a suffix Kenyan, that suffix Kenyan makes that you certainly can't be Miyabim, period. It's not a suffix, it's a vadai that you can't. That's the way this whole thing plays out. That since Levi is not eligible, therefore Shimon does it. So Akapadim, this is one mahalach in why over here he says he could lose it to Shimon more than to Levi. That's the Ritva's mahalach. The Rajba has a different mahalach. The Rajba, go back to the original kasha. The Rajba doesn't stick in Maimer. Like you said, Maimer the Gemara gets to later. Rashi also doesn't stick in Maimer. Rashi says with Koshke Maimer, but the Gemara is going without Maimer. The Rashba learns as follows. Again, what was the Kasha? How could it be, when Shimon's alive, either one could marry. And when Shimon dies, Levi can't marry. How you talking? Can't be. So the Rashba has the following mahalach. I told you yesterday that the Rashba's derech, Zika Kiknusa, when they are two brothers, is that whichever one is miyabim, they're two brothers. When he dies, these two brothers. Whoever is miyabim later, it's a gloy nosel mafreya that it was his zika all along. Right? That's the way we learned yesterday the Rashba. The Rashba asked, when a man dies and these two brothers, how could any brother be miyabim? It's keknusa to the other brother. So he said, no, it's a gloy nosel mafreya. Now yesterday I told you that the Rashba doesn't use the word lamafreya. I think that's what he means. He doesn't use the word. Today I see that the Ritva does use the word lamafreya when he explains this. So we learned correctly yesterday that if there are two brothers, whoever is miyabim, it's a gloy nosel mafreya, that he's the one. Gloy nosel mafreya, he's the one. I thought you were going to ask that's breira, right? That's if I yesh breira. So I know Rav Shimon seems to say taka breira. If I recall correctly, Rav Oshia in the Sechta Speya is the one who holds yesh breira. He holds yesh breira b'dayraisa. So Rav Oshia is. So he owes yesh breira. So it's very good. So what happens by zika keknusa? By zika keknusa, the whoever's miyabim, it's a gloy nusa that he was the one. Okay, who says? Somebody here says that he's the one. Tosis says. Bottom Tosis. Per pasu debaya is like Rabbi Shabreir. Oh, very good. Okay. So it's very geschmack. So we're going to talk here. Perpas de Beya is Layesh Breira. Good. So it comes out good. So it's very geschmack now. It's not complicated. Everything's complicated in Yevamos, but it's less complicated. Ruvein dies. Shimon and Levi are forced to two of them. Yesh Breira, whoever is this bearer, it's going to be this bearer that it was. What does Breira mean? Breira means the way Rashi learns all over Shas. Rashi teaches Breira. Rabbi Chanan in Masechtas Beya has arichus that this is Pshat and Breira. What is Breira? Breira is that it's Oimed Mishar Rishayna Lakach. The idea of Breira is that something is Oimed from the first minute for whatever ends up happening. A man dies, he leaves over $2 million. He has two sons, let's say it's no Bachar. There's two sons, he leaves over $2 million, two houses each worth $1 million. So when they split, one brother takes one house, the other one takes the other house. Yesh Breira means that from the time he died, this house fell to him, this house fell to him. Why? So Rashi says, if they would have had to decide the second the father died, Mistam, they would have made the same decision. It was Aymed Mishar Rishayna Lakach. That's Yesh Breira. Same thing here. Ruvei dies, it falls to Shimon and Levi. Levi's Miyabim. We assume that Mishar Rishayna, Levi, if they would have been pressed, you must do it the first minute, Levi also would have done it. That's the assumption of Yesh Breira. It's a halacha Moshe Messina. But it works with this mahalach, that we have a right to assume it was Aymed for that in the beginning. Maimer doesn't change anything because remember the Raj was talking without Maimer. But whatever happens, we're saying it would have happened this way. So if he does Maimer and Maimer and Yibum, so he would have done Maimer and Yibum right away. The Maimer, the Raj says, is not a cheshbon in what we're explaining now. The point is that Shimon died. The point is that Shimon died. The way the Raj explains is the following: when they're alive, either brother could be miyabim. It was Aymed Lakach. When one brother dies and Levi's miyabim, you can't say Yesh Breira. Because Bishar, you're going to say Bishar Rishayna, Levi would have done Yibam. Maybe not. If Shimon would have lived, maybe he would have done the Yibam. His dying is something that happened later. It's a new Siba that came in later. If they would have been pressed at the first minute, one of them should do Yibam. Maybe Shimon would have. Maybe Levi would have. We can't prove from the fact Levi did it at the end, because Levi only did it because Shimon is dead. Which means, when a man dies and leaves two brothers, either one can be miyabim. Why? Because Breira. But if someone dies, one brother dies, there's no Breira anymore. You can't say Levi would have been miyabim b'shar Rishayna. Maybe Shimon would have. So the Zika Keknusa doesn't go only to Levi, it could be to Shimon also. Memela Levi can't be miyabim. But I shouldn't say that. Memela Levi is not mafkia the zika keknusa from Shimon. Okay, well, try again. Ruvein dies. There's a zika k'dusa on two brothers. Zika k'dusa on two brothers, neither brother could be miyabim. It's a k'dusa of his other brother. Teretz is, whoever's miyabim, we say breira to take the zika k'dusa off the other brother. That's good when it's shaykh to say breira that it's aymid mishar rishayna lakar. But when Shimon died and then Levi was miyabim, his yibum doesn't prove that mishar rishayna, the zika k'dusa, was only to him. Maybe, had they lived, Shimon would have been the Yabim. So the Zika Kaknusa to Shimon stays. So since Shimon is Zika Kaknusa, Levi can't be the Yabim. Levi can't be the Yabim because it's Shimon's wife also. So Lamaisi can't be the Yabim, it's Reuven's Yibum because it's Shimon's wife.
You can't say
Yesh Bereira when a new Siba, when a Siba Chadasha comes along. Now, not only Rishayim hold this way, but Rashi appears to hold this way in Mishnah Beya, in a few places in Shas, Rav Chanan is Ma'arech on such an idea in Beya Daf Lamed Zayin. And this idea is the vart here of the Rashba. The vart of the Rashba, since you die, you don't say, Yesh Beryl Mafrei. This would be even without Maimer, because the Rashba learns that the Kabbalah Kasha has zero to do with Maimer. Rashi also, if you medayik in the Rashi, Lamiftre Idach, the Zika Knusa Damya, the Koshken Ziko Maimer. The Kash is not based on Maimer. So that's how the Rashba was. So basically there are two ways to learn this piece of Gemara. And the Ritva of the Rashba. There's tremendous nafkamina in this particular case between them.
Why don't you say that even one does Maimer, one does Yibum, the other one worse than Yibum, it's not another person, you know, jumping ahead.
If they're both alive. Well, that's Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira means if the first second we would have said you must do it now, he would have jumped. Whoever jumped is the one who would have jumped all along. So it was aimed for him. So why was Shimon faster? Okay, so he would have been faster the first minute too. That's Breira.
Can't back out of
mine? Give a get.
So we'll give a get.
Then there's not going to be evil. Once you get the get, there's no evil. Levi can't give me out. There's a very geschmacka piece in Beya. It has to do with this idea. It's a very geschmacka back and forth. There's a case in Mesechtas Beya where two people own an animal, Bishutvis. You and I own an animal, Bishutvis. We shecht it and we divide it on Yom Tov. There's no problem. Shecht it, we divide. Shaila is the following. Let's say I made an Erev in one direction. You made an Erev in another direction. We're both here. I plan to go this way, you plan to go that way. Now you have to know something, if you know this. Are you aware that a person's objects are limited by his tchum? Anybody's aware of that? You aware of it? You're aware that if your brother is in Lakewood for Shabbos, you can't use his tie and go to shul with it? Never heard such halacha? Huh? Most people never heard of it. First time you've ever heard of it, no? If your brother owns a necktie, and he's in Lakewood, a person's objects are kind of his tchum. So the tie has tchum of Lakewood, can be taken out of the house in Brooklyn, forget about carrying, even wearing it. No, because the tchum only a walled city has. Even an area is a Suffolk. Once you go chutz l'tchum, you can't stay in a walled area. Not the whole city. So that if you take it before Shabbos starts, so a borrowed thing, when Shabbos starts, gets the tchum of the borrower. But if you don't take it before Shabbos starts, if you get a stain on your tie on Shabbos, now you have to take his. It's a problem. Of course, if you have a brother in Eretz Yisrael or something, maybe if you have a brother in Eretz Yisrael, all those things are yours, I don't know, for the time being. But people aren't aware of this halacha, I think. That a person's objects get the tchum of the person. Okay? I don't learn. See what you're getting? When you learn your vomit, you can learn all kinds of things. So the Gemara there has a shayla. If you and I are shutfim in an animal, and on Shabbos we shech the animal, I take the meat, you take half the meat. The Gemara says that the meat is limited to tchum shneim. I can only take the meat with both people because both people owned it when Shabbos started. We should say Yesh Breira. And if you say Yesh Breira then the heft that's mine was mine from the beginning of Shabbos. The heft that's yours is yours from the beginning of Shabbos. There's no problem. So Gemara says, in Achinam, you should say Eshbrera, but there's a problem. Because in a living animal, if we divide a loaf of bread in Achinam, but a living animal, the blood of one half of the animal goes into the other half during the whole day, right? The blood is traveling through the veins of the animal. The blood and anything that has to do with the fluids of the animal is traveling from one half to another. So Mimela, it doesn't help to say Yesh Breira, because what Breira, the Maisa I got from your half, you got from my half during the Shabbos, so we're messed up.
Shabbos
Yom Tov. Because Shabbos you can't do anything with it, you can't shock the animal, so that's why Gemara is talking about Yom Tov. That's what Gemara says. So some Seifa has a Chap Kasha. He says, why don't we say Breira on the blood and the fluids also? We shechted the animal, I took my half. So you're saying some of the blood in this part of the animal came from your half from Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? Let's say Yesh Breira, that the blood that ended up in my half, which wasn't your half, was Aymid from Bein Hashmashas, was mine. What's Breira? Breira is that whatever I got, Bein Hashmashas was Aymid to be by me. So why don't we say that whatever ended up in my half, whatever ended up in my half, whatever dam is in my half, was also Breira. Bein Hashmashas was in your half, but that blood was mine. That's some Sefer's Kasha. Good Kasha. So the Stipler in Beya answers what the Mahalach was saying now. That you only say Breira if you could say that yesterday, if we had been pushed to divide it, we would have divided it this way. What's Breira? If you had forced me to divide it yesterday, before Shabbos Yom Tov began, I would have done it. So now, Breira, whatever I did now, it's Kilo I did yesterday. But yesterday was impossible. Bein Hashmashas, I couldn't take the droplets of blood that are in your half that are going to end up in my half. It's not possible to do that before Yom Tov starts. So you can't say Breira for something that was impossible to do. For something that, you know, something new came up that made the division. It couldn't have been done. So, Mimela, on that you can't say Breira. This is the Mahalach. Okay.
So,
Vart and Breira, yeah.
The Asad Nenis from the Shutfus field. So, the side of the.
Someone?
Asters to have a Noah from the field of the Shutfus,
right?
So, if you say Yesh Breira, a person could allow to walk in the field.
On his day, you could walk in the field, right?
No, if you just asked if he had to flip the field, they asked her. They have the shutas in the field.
One shutas asers on the other.
They have shutas in the field, and I would say I'm aser enough from his half in the field.
You're not gonna have enough from his half, right?
So if it's Yesh Breira, I'm allowed to walk in the field
on your day, right?
On any day, no.
If Yesh Breira, you can walk on the day that's over for you. And the day that's over for the other one, you can't go.
No, we share the field.
So we shut from the field.
Shut from the field. So you're allowed to walk on any day if it's Yesh Breira, so we can't split the field. What does that mean?
No, it's only because you can split it up. Either you split the days, you split the field. What does Shutfim do with the field? Either you split the days, you split the field. Yesh Breira is only because the day that you're there is hover to be your day. The day it's hover to be his, he can't. Yes, sir. I'll check it out. But anyway, let's pay attention. Let's try to learn a little bit Daf Yomi. I don't know how, I told you yesterday, I don't know how to learn Daf Yomi a lot like this. But we're going to try to learn the Yomid. We learned yesterday until Abaya's Teretz. Near the end of the narrow line, six lines up. Umishanilei, five lines up. Abaya just said, the end of Shia yesterday, that by Yavam Echad, we say Zika Kaknusa. By Shnei Yavamin, we don't say Zika Kaknusa, we explain, because it's Aymed Lekach only by Yavam Echad. Umishani lay the Rav Shimon. Now here, Umishani lay is not on Abaya. I mean, it's a kash on Abaya. But Mishani lay Rav Shimon means, does Rav Shimon hold there's a difference? Does Rav Shimon hold argue by Sai Nailu Lubu Saif Yavam and Sai Yavam Lubu Saif Nailu? Is that Rav Shimon Shita? Vatanya. Kal Omer Rav Shimon, Kal Shaha Leida Kedemas Lenesuin. If it's Leida and then Yibum, I don't know why I use the Lashon Nesu'in, Loi Chayetzes, V'loi Nisyabemes. If Nesu'in Kaidim La Leida, Oi Chayetzes, Oi Nisyabemes. My lab biyavam echad b'ktani lechalasinus benams. So b'feirish we have not like Rabbi Ishiya. What's the Gemara saying? That Rabbi Shimon is mechalek between Nailu b'saif Yibam and Yibam b'saif Naila, which is not, Rabbi Ishiya came to say the opposite of this, and we see that there is a chilek. For the Gemara like b'shnei Yibam. This Bryce is talking by two Yibam. By two Yibam, he doesn't hold of Zika Kaknusa. But by Yavam Echad, he holds Zika Kaknusa, and there's no difference in Saif Yibam, Yibam Lubasaif Nailat. That's the Gemara's Terence. In fact, the Gemara, Aval by Yavam Echad, Mai, Hachinami, Eicheletza, Saimis Yabemis. So you think it would be one Yavam, so also it would be Eicheletza, Saimis Yabemis, because Zika Kaknusa. Yahachi, Aditani Nisu and Kaimin Laleida, Eicheletza, Saimis Yabemis. Why does it go to tell me? By Yibam Vachach Nailad, Lifl Vilas Nibidida, Bemedvam Amurim, Bishneyavam. If the Emes a chilek between Shnei Yavamim, Yavam Echad, it should say so. It should say, Bemedvam Bishnei Yavamim. Abel be Yavam Echad, Echelet says Emes Yabemis. Let it say a chilek in one Yavam and two, if Abai is right. The Gemara answers, Kula Bishnei Yavam Kamairi. It doesn't answer the Kasha much. Saying that Tanana wanted to talk entirely about Shnei Yavam, and you don't want to get into Yavam Echad. Okay, not such a satisfying teretz. Lamais or Baishi is going to be a tiyufta anyway. And the Gemara says a second kasha, Elamai. It wants to tell you by Shnei Yavam in both directions. So it's Machalik by Shnei Yavam between Leilam Seif Leilam, Leilam Seif Leilam. Okay, the kasha was, let him make a chilik by Noilad or Lubasaif Yibem, let him make a chiluk by that itself. So he's saying, I'd rather make a chiluk by Shnei Yavam. Doesn't say why. Elamai, frankly, my Elamai Klala. What's the Lashon Klala of Shimon? Sounds like it's an absolute Klala. According to you, it's not absolute. So we have a Kash of Shimon. Va'oid, Masav Rabbi Ishiya. Frankly, Rabbi Ishiya. Yeah. What? Right. Yavam Echad and Shnei Yavamais, he still says Zika Kiknusa. Yeah. But Yavam Echad and Shnei Yavamais, I mean what the Gemara is saying now. Rabbi Ishiya is saying, Yavam Echad, you always say Zika Kiknusa. So what's the problem? You're asking good. Well, let's think it through. Yesterday we explained Abaya that if there are two men, it's not oimid for either one. That's why he doesn't hold a Zika Kaknusa. So you're asking if there are two women, if Reuven died and there are two women, so why don't we say the same thing? There's no Zika Kaknusa, because which woman is a Zika Kaknusa? Could it be an Achinami? No, one has to say it. Maybe you're right. Void must of Rabbi Ishiya, so this is a different Rabbi Ishiya. Rabbi Ishiya is sitting on our Rabbi Ishiya. So yes, the kasha Gimelachim Shnei Mehem Nisun Shtei Achayes Ishu Bita Ishu Bas Bita Ishu Bas Bina. Again, Halka. You have three brothers, two married relatives. Which relatives? Two sisters, mother and daughter, mother and granddaughter. Two types. Now, Argir says Oi. Four different cases. We'll have some Rava thought. It means both. Reuven married one sister, Shimon married the other sister. Reuven also married a different woman, and Shimon married that woman's daughter. Reuven also married a third woman, and Shimon married that woman's granddaughter. So there's going to be an Ukimta, just when I'm reading the Gemara, Agir says Ai, it's four different cases. Rava is going to think that it means all. Either way, Hari Elo Chatz is for Lemis Yadlis. So now, when one dies, so Hari Elu Chalsas V'Loi Misyamlis. Here again, if the two brothers died who married Kraven, so now Levi, the surviving brother, has a mother and a daughter, a mother and a sister, to be Miyabim. So you do Chalitza. For Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon says you don't even have to Chalitza. Isatech Sav Reb Shimon Zika Keknusa Damyi. If you say Zika Kaknusa, what's the problem? L'yabeim l'kamaisa. Do yibum to whichever one fell to you first. V'tifter idach. What's the case? Reuven and Shimon married sisters. So Reuven died and Shimon died. So since Zika Kaknusa, Levi's married to Reuven's Yibum, he can't be Miyabim Shimon's wife, which is Achayis Kukasa. And since Shimon is Kiknusa, can marry Reuven's wife because he's Kiknusa. So the kasha is, whichever one was first, that's the one you should marry. And the second one doesn't have anything in Yibum. Amar Avamam, you're right. My paita nami paita bishniya. You're right. Only the second wife is pater. The second one to die, that wife is pater. The first one that died, that wife is mut. Doesn't fit. Tanya of Shimon paita bishniya. So Shimon paters both wives. See, well, how can you say you can marry the first one? Amar Rava shniya shebezugzeh vishniya shebezugzeh. Now the Gemara is saying that Rava made a mistake. Rava thought that the case is where Reuven married one sister and Shimon married another sister, and also Reuven married a mother and Shimon married a daughter. So Reuven died first, Shimon died second. Asa bishniya. So Rava's teaching asa bishniya means he can't marry the second sister. He can't marry the second one of the mother and daughter, but the first one you could, is the Gemara thought. So the Gemara, Katoi Rava, Barba Azuge. Rava made a mistake in understanding the case of Barba Azuge. First of all, Chada Oyoi Katani. First of all, it doesn't mean one case where a person married all the four peers. No, Oyoi Katani means either one of the four. So you can't say when it says Mutta Bishtei Hen, it means the two second ones, because there are no two second ones in the same case. Void, Rav Shimon Paita Barba Asami Bayalei. If you think that Pshat and the Bryce is that all, Reuven married one and Shimon the other of all four peers of relatives, so it should say Paita Barbasan. So therefore, Rava's teretz is knocked off. Void. Plus, I have another kasha. Tanya Reb Shimon Paita Bishneim and Achalitza Min Ayibum Shenemar. Now here, Shimon is dashing Gzeres HaKosev. We haven't had Gzeres HaKosev in a while. What Gzeres HaKosev is he dashing? He's dashing in a case where Levi has two sisters falling into Yibum, one from Reuven, one from Shimon. Shenemar Isha Lachoisa Lisi Kachlitzra Bisho Shenasu Tzoreis Zulazu Layel Cholakuchim Afilabachas Mehem. We had this in a Rashi earlier in the first parak, that he darshens Litzra differently. That if two women fall, two sisters become Tzoreis one to the other through Yibum, Layel Cholakuchim Afilabachas Mehem. You can't marry either one. Therefore what? So therefore we see that our original pshat in the Braisa was correct. That two married, Reuven and Shimon married sisters. They both died and fell to Levi. Levi's not allowed to marry either one. Elomaran, Ravashi. Yidinofel b'zeachas elchanami. You're right. If Reuven dies first, Shimon dies second, hachinami, you could do even to the first one. Hachab b'mayaskina, dinofel b'vasachas. So here, a very strange Ukimta. We're trying again, we're coming to answer Rav Ishia. The whole goal here is to answer Rav Ishia. So we have case after case, we're saying a big daichik. This sounds like a tremendous daichik. Let's think it through. Reuven and Shimon married sisters and died. We're saying Levi can't be Miyabim either one. That's not true. Levi can be Miyabim the first one that died. Why can't he be Miyabim? Whoever died first, he could be Miyabim that one. Why not? The second one is a tzar. So we're saying, no. We're going to let Rav Yosi Agalili, Efshel Tzantzein. What was Mitzumtzum? Reuven and Shimon died the same exact second. Neither one fell to Yibum first. Since Reuven and Shimon died exactly the same second, so Mimela, your Osir to be Miyabim either one? So again, pshat. What does Efshel Tzamtzei mean? Things could happen the same second. So if you don't hold Efshel Tzamtzei, what does that mean? What does that mean, if you don't hold Efshel Tzamtzei? It means somebody was first. We don't know who. Right? Is that what it means? What is Efshel Tzamtzei? Efshel Tzamtzei means it could happen exactly the same second. Efshel Tzamtzei means it could still be so close that we can't figure it out, right? E'efshel Tzamtzei means that we in Klapi Shmaya Galia, things don't happen the same second. There's always a split second difference. It's Yesha Tzantzin. But everyone's mind is that I could be unaware which one happened first, no? What? That's what Rashi says. So like I'm saying, that Yevshel Tzamtzim means that I won't know. So why can't we learn the Gemara that it's Yevshel Tzamtzim? And that's why you can't be Miyavim either one. Why? The Gemara is trying to have a case where Reuven and Shimon both died, and they have sisters, and Levi can't be Miyavim either one. We're saying Yevshel Tzamtzim, they died the same split second, and Mele, you can't marry either one. One died first. The one who died first, he can be Miyavim, his wife. Why don't we just say Yevshel Tzamtzim? But you don't know. Even if it's Yevshel Tzamtzim, you don't know which is first. So Memela, it's Yevshel Tzamtzim. So that's why you can't be Miyavim either one. Why don't we say that? What? If Shimon Pat is both, because he parted some chalitza also. Shimon Paiter, he parted some yivam or chalitza. Right. Why is he parted from yivam or chalitza? Or because of Xerxes Kaz of Litzra? So Shimon learns Xerxes Kaz that it was the same exact second. So I'm asking, why can't he learn the Gezeres HaKasov where we don't know which one was said, which was first and which was second? Even
that's
if Yevshel Tzamtzim.
Now we know the difference than having one day and the next day. Because we don't know, it's not a factor making the Gezeres HaKasov.
We don't use Pesukim. I mean, a Safik, we don't need a Pesuk for a Safik.
See, if it's
one, I mean, we would just do it.
If it's Pesuk, then you're not going to use a Pesuk for we don't know either. Just because we're Mesupik, is that so?
Normally, if I'd be Mesupik, I say do Chalitza to both. Now, Mistaver, Xeris HaKasa comes for a suffix, as you're saying.
No, I'm saying that if one of them dies one day, one of them dies the next day.
Right.
Then we're going to say it's not Pater.
It's not Pater. You do even to the first.
It's not Pater. Because the Pater doesn't apply. Yeah, the Pater doesn't apply to the case that we don't know either. There's no difference from the fact that we do know we don't know regarding the Pater.
The thing is that we don't use Pesukim for sakes. It can't be Xeris HaKasa is coming for when you don't know. As you're saying. Can't be the Gemas. Okay. Could be. But again, so the aside is that it's Xeris HaKasov. If it wouldn't be Xeris HaKasov, what would be? I'm still confused. Let's say we're saying Rav Shimon holds it's Xeris HaKasov of Litzra. Why? Because Hefshel Tzamtzim. So they died the same second. What would I do if there was no Litzra and they died the same second? If there was no Pasuk of Litzra and they died the same second, what would I do? To which one? To which one? If they die the same second, so Zika Knusis to both of them. So it's Ilma Freya, it's over. I would have thought if they die exactly the same second, I don't need a Pasi. It's as far that the Gemara said all along. Maybe I do need a Pasi. My point is that if you would say EF Shalitzam same, so I need a pasuk to tell you don't do chalitza. If you say Evshel Tzamtzim, they died the same second, I would think you don't need a pasuk. Gemara is saying even if it's Evshel Tzamtzim, I do need a pasuk to pater. It's not a svarki tzayna to pater. So that sounds like a chiddush.
Only I would.
Why?
Only.
It's saying only if it's Evshel Tzamtzim, I need a pasuk. So my question is, why do I need a pasuk? Each one is achaisa kukasai. At the time that he died, it's an erva. Zika keknusa. This is a chais knusasa. So it's an erva. So of course you're aser. No? If they fall the same second, that means each one at that first second is a chais kukasa, which has been of an erva larishim. So you can't be miyabin. So why do I need a pasik? So I need a pasik. That's how I would have thought. Two different days. One says I don't need a pasuk. You miyabim the first, then you know, and the second one's part. So it's the second one is a chais kakase. The first one is kiknusa mishas nefila.
And they both die at the same time. Who's the one to be kiknusa over the other one?
Right. So I can't say either one should be kiknusa. Therefore, each one is a chais kakase. No.
So, but one is definitely mut. The question is which one? One part of the other one.
As far I would say.
What's the even part of the other one? So even what's part of the other one?
Okay, if it fell the same second, I would think Misvari, you can't be Miyav either one. Because it's a high school cost. Just like if it fell second, you can't. I would think the same time, you can't. The Gemara is saying that I need a pasuk. Okay, at any rate, period, that's the end of Rabbi Shia's Shita. The Gemara now brings Rav Papa, who's the Bar Plukta. Rav Papa Amar, B'yibim v'akach nai l'polog Rav Shimon v'nachachim l'aypolog. The way we learned all along. Rav Shimon, all along, I mean, when we had it on Daf Tes, that and on Daf Beis, that Bim Vakachnoi Lepolig Rav Shimon Vakach Yibam Loi Polig V'Tavai L'Rabbana Itzrich. The two Mishnayis are both going to Rabbana Leizu Arsu Ketani. Period. Tanya Kavasi Rav Papa V'Tiyofta Rav Aishia. So I'm going to leave for tomorrow. I'd like you to cover ground. We still have almost a block to go to the next Mishnah. I'd like to put in the time to cover ground. Tomorrow you have an extra 15-20 minutes of Achana. So please try to get ahead of me. I'm going to try to say Yishar on the blot as much as we could. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about Efshel Tzamtzim. It's again to other Sugyos and Shas as well.